Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. Those were the sad, creepy last words of HAL 9000, the AI from 2001 A Space Odyssey. I remember seeing that for the first time after having read the book and feeling icky inside. And that's a good thing in the context of this film, because for all that HAL had done to that point, you aren't supposed to necessarily feel like this was truly a circumstance of good vanquishing evil. Fast forward to a very interesting civil debate I participated in on the internet recently, which, yes, does happen, about whether the infamous AI was truly comparable to being human. Their assertion was that even though many would compare HAL to a human, even his human crewmates, the logic error that caused HAL to attempt to kill his crewmates proved he wasn't one. But does it though? The logic error my fellow nerd was referring to was kind of glossed over in the movie adaptation, but well fleshed out in the book it was based on, written by Arthur C. Clarke. HAL was programmed to relay information to his crewmates accurately, but also directed to withhold information from them on the true nature of the mission they were on. Essentially, HAL was raised to not lie, and then told to lie. This led to a logic loop that eventually led HAL to attempt, and mostly succeed, in murdering his crewmates. And in a sense, that tracks. You don't have to lie to a dead man, after all. But is that truly evidence of HAL showing his cold, logical, inhuman, and artificial true nature lying underneath his human-like veneer? Because if anything, I would argue that it was actually evidence of his humanity. Don't get me wrong, HAL was definitely not a fleshy being, but his actions aren't unique. The idea of extreme actions triggered by cognitive dissonance that arises when a person is presented with a moral or ethical problem that conflicts with their backgrounds and experiences, their programming, is a trope that has been around at least as old as recorded history. It's as old as Cain and Abel, and as new as the strange and conflicted world we find ourselves in today. It is arguably the most human of problems to have. At the end of the day, HAL was a victim of his programming clashing with real-life circumstances because the people responsible for programming and prepping him for his mission missed something important. And the reason it feels bad when he has to be shut down is because, if we are being completely honest with ourselves, we all know how that feels. We know that we are one bad day, one bad choice, influenced by the programming of a broken world, away from that same fate. This is why the gift of Christ's death is so precious, but also why the gift of his life was precious. Christ was sent to cleanse us of our sin, yes, but he was also sent to teach us how to be better people, better representatives of God and his love. He came to a place and people who were in constant conflict due to the programming of a dysfunctional world. He came to end this conflict, not by beating it down, but by giving us the tools to peaceably resolve it. He came to change our programming. In Matthew 5:41, he says, "If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Later, he says, "But I tell you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And he doesn't mean say a passive-aggressive prayer about how you hope God shows them the error of their ways. He means take the time to see yourself in your enemy. Take the time to understand that whatever conflict you find yourself in, the person on the other end is someone just working with the programming their background and life experiences have given them. Just like you. Just like HAL. Imagine what kind of world we would live in if everyone could just take a breath and approach every conflict like that. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.